daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Romans chapter 16 and verse 7. Greet Andronicus and Junius, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are outstanding among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Jesus' treatment of women as of having dignity, intelligence, and showing them genuine brotherly love seems to have been rare in those times. Now, there was a woman apostle. If we take an apostle as being someone who is a witness to the risen Christ, who met Jesus after he had come back from the grave and met him physically, then Junius, or more correctly, Junia, a woman, featuring in Romans chapter 16, verse 7, who was well known among the apostles, is an example of a woman who's in a leadership role. More than that, she's described as being outstanding among the apostles. This word, epistemos, translated as outstanding, has these meanings. It means of exceptional quality, splendid and prominent. Outstanding among the apostles means someone then who has been noted, has been well known, but in a positive sense, well known, someone who stands out. This Junia was a well-known apostle who stood out for her testimony, for her witness to the Lord, as that's what apostles did. Junia then is an example of a woman in authority who bears witness to Jesus. And in the church today, we see many women called to speak out, to teach about how they have met with Jesus, how they know him, and to tell others of this. Thank God for the example of Junia. Now, none of this says anything, of course, about the position of women within the church today. The Church of England recently appointed a woman to be Bishop of London, quite a prominent position, seen as the, third in hierarchy in the Church of England after the Archbishops of Canterbury and York. This says nothing about that. It's not saying something for it or against it. What it is saying is that the role of women in their testimony for Christ is of great importance and is drawn attention to in the New Testament, listed by the Apostle Paul at the end of Romans as an outstanding example. Let's follow the example of Junia and have it as our ambition to be like this woman, in that we are great ambassadors, representatives, and have a great testimony to the risen Christ. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to petertimothycooper.com. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.